What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, a motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. And it is a reality that you can be going through the darkest time in your life, and God will literally come in and be this light that will allow you to have this light in your workplace, in your around your family, around the people that you love. And it is just this energy that he has given you, right? Because you believe in him and him alone. If you're anybody like me, you struggle with people who I think you struggle with, you know, honestly speaking, you struggle with finding happiness from just the word alone. And that is kind of just this dynamic force between the reality, how you feel, and then when you finally open up the word and you see that word, it's like a rhema word. It's like you needed that at that moment to push you to get to the next level. And if you just believed and had faith in that word, then you will miraculously, supernaturally see things change for you and believe that the connections that you make are of grace and are of God, because you believed wholeheartedly that everything is coming from God. And even in this moment, however you're feeling, it's a part of the alignment of you getting to exactly you realizing that this is it. This is the journey. This is the journey. This is it. This is it. This is it. This is, there is no destination. There is no further. There is no out there. It's all about here. It's all about this moment and what it looks like to open up, be present, and be the light in this exact moment. It is so crucial for us to know that our energy and how we develop things every minute is important. Because for every action, there's a reaction. And you have to understand that you have to look at why do you do the things that you do. Every time before I do something, I ask myself, why did I do that? I ask myself, why am I doing this? I ask myself, why am I putting energy in this? You have to ask yourself, why are you putting energy in this specific thing? What makes this specific thing so great at this moment that you have to put energy in it? And then what is the ultimate outcome of the energy that you put in this moment? And it's not that time was against you, because time is doing the very same thing that it's always done. It's not that time is against you. It's what are you putting your energy into, and how is this reflecting on you? How is your life reflecting on you? Because you are your own sun. You control your own reflection. You control your own reflection. Whatever you water will grow. That's how people will see you. That's how people will view you. Because of the fruit that you put in. That's how people will see you. That's how people will view you. How much fruit are you putting in? That's how people see you, how people view you. Bada bing, bada boom. And it's really that simple, guys. It's really, really that simple. You create whatever. I say this all the time. It's actually my number one hit on this podcast. And I've been doing this podcast for a minute now. You know what I'm saying? Yo, roll the dice. You know what I mean? Bada bing, bada boom, baby. We've been doing this for a minute. And I'm gracious to say that I'm having, that I have these many views a week. I'm gracious to say that, wow, God, you have allowed me to make another source of income. And like it's amazing, like what God is doing, even in this season of me losing my entire like business. Honestly speaking, I am 33 years old, and this my at 33, I'm thinking, yo, I'm Jesus's age. You know what I'm saying? This is the age that Jesus died. You know what I'm saying? This is an epic year. 33, my mother died when she was 34. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in this between battle, you know, where it's just like that reality that all of these major people in my life have died at this specific age, such a time as this. They were able to see this, but nothing past this. And it's very crucial and very critical that I get through this, that I get through these hard times, that I get through these hard days. And it's very critical and crucial that you as well, on the other side of my voice, get through this, such a time as this. For we are all more than conquerors. We will all get through this. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, we are the church. We are the church. We are the church. The church is in us. That's how I was always taught, that we are the church. And now it's time to use it. Because now you can't look to the building. The building is no longer. The building is as scared as, but we're not going to go there. Well, I know I've been changed. Yeah. But we're not going to go there. We are going to believe that everything happens for our good. All things are working for my good. I don't even know how the song goes, but you know what I mean? All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. All things are working for my good. I don't even know those songs. I'm going to create my own songs. You know, I'm going to create my own songs. Like, yeah. So, just don't fret not. Like, we can't be scared. We have to go to the next level. We have to know that every moment, we have to keep pushing. And we will. We are pushing. We are pushing through the barriers. We are pushing through the obstacles. We are pushing through the pandemics. We are pushing through the viruses, the COVIDs. We are pushing through everything. We are pushing through in our relationships. We are pushing through in our minds. We are pushing through in our hearts. We are pushing through in our souls. We are pushing through in how we feel with each other every single day. Every single day we are pushing through. Every single day we are getting through this together. We are the church. We are all we got. This is more than just a podcast. This is liberation. This is manifestation. This isn't just whatever you want, go get it. This is everything that I want, I have it now. It's not a go get. It's not out there. It's not beyond me. It is inside of me. It's always been in me. It is me. Everything that I have is in me. I can go 40 days without eating food because I don't need it. I don't need it. I am powerful. I am all knowing. I don't need your advice. I don't need your trajectory. I don't need your plan. I don't need any of those things. Everything that I have, everything that I need is inside of me. And everything that you have, everything that you need is inside of you. And we are here. And we are enjoying and we are embracing this moment. I know y'all feel that. I know y'all feel that. I know y'all feel that. the happiness and the reality that this moment matters, right now matters. I love you guys. Y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know. Y'all already know how I feel. So definitely, again, leave a comment below. It's your girl, Naima B, your Motivation MC. And I'm here to help you get to where you want to be, because I'm living my dreams. And I will see you guys on the next episode. I love you so much. Be encouraged. Don't let nobody make you feel any kind of way. You take control of every moment starting today. Ciao. Love you guys. Bye.